819, it's emergency triple team traffic, and back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, northbound I-15, watching it improve now as the roads have dried a little bit through the Salt Lake Valley. Not all the way, of course, but not raining on it either. We've got slowdowns that remain between Bangor Highway and 90th South. Slight break and some more slowing across 215, but again, those are moving better in the last 10 to 15 minutes than they have for a while now. 215 still backed up along the south end from Union Park over towards 20th East and into the construction, and northbound 215's west side. Some stop and go in that last couple of blocks before the 201 exit, Eric.
You still got some wet roads in Utah County, but right now, I-15 is looking pretty good if you're making your way north from Spanish Fork to a point of the mountain. That's your normal, basically 24-minute travel time. You might not have to hit the brakes a little bit here and there, slow down because of wet weather. Right now, 300 South in Provo for the city streets. That's the busiest spot in Provo, right at University Avenue. Heather?
Crash on US 89 southbound, keeping things slow through most of Layton. On I-15 southbound, you're also going to be stop and go from 650 North near Hill Air Force Base all the way into downtown. And then you've got delays on Legacy Parkway and the north end of the West Side Belt. Bank of American Fork speaks fluent SBA. Call today to get expert help with your business loan. 800-815-BANK or visit bankaf.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.